GL, Bercy just wrapped up. Didn't go your way here this weekend, but talk about it.
Yeah, didn't really go my way. You know, first heat, you know, just the track was really tight and rutted. So you add ruts and tightness and people wobbling a little bit. There were a lot of collisions the first night, which is why I think a lot of guys were taken out of the racing. But Ryan and I managed to tangle on the first lap. So we both actually had second row starts. And I came from about ninth up to fourth. And there was a gaggle of us kind of going at it. And I'd just gotten in front of some of the guys, I think Aranda, and came out of a turn and, you know, got a little cross-rutted. So I boarded, you know, tripling out and went double. And I know I kind of slowed up in the middle because I kind of slapped down in the ruts. And obviously Aranda didn't expect that. And he went for it and landed in me, right in my back. Obviously, you know, it hurt. I didn't see it coming. I got whiplash in the neck. You know, kind of tore the cartilage in the ribs, you know, just tender. And then my pelvis was dislocated. They popped it back, you know, not a big deal, but just, you know, I woke up the following day, and you know, which was Saturday, and I tried to ride practice, but it was just too painful. Yeah. And, you know, I said earlier, if my life depended on it, or, you know, it was for a title,
yeah,
I probably would have stuck it out. But, you know, I talked with the organizer. I said, look, you know, I'm in some pain and I don't know if I can do it. And they said to me even, Grant, thank you for everything and don't risk it and don't ride. So right. I said, you know, I feel a little guilty sometimes. I hate going somewhere and feeling like you didn't earn your keep. But, you know, every year I've been here, I've given my heart and soul. And I'm sure that's why the fans appreciate it and why I get invited. So,
yeah.
It was interesting to actually watch it for a change. I've been here seven times, and that's the first time I actually watched some racing. So it was kind of cool to be on the outside.
Yeah. What did you think of the racing? Barcia and Chisholm and Subayes all tied going into today.
I thought, you know, obviously for the fans, for the promoters, for everything, you know, this is shown on TV live over here. So from all that aspect, it's great. You know, I think at the end of the day, the way the results turned out pretty much proved who was the best guys on the weekend. You know, I think Barcia was the guy to beat all pretty much all weekend. You know, a couple of the French guys like Gaultier, Paulin had a good night. Aranda, after landing on me, had a good night the next night while I was watching. But you know, at the end of the day, Chisholm and Barcia, you can tell the American guys were very solid, very in control, no mistakes, and they ended up 1-2.
Yeah, Chisholm seemed to get better as the weekend went on, huh?
Yeah, you know, he reminds me a little bit of me sometimes, I think, like when I watch him, where he kind of, you know, eases his way into things. And I think he rode very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I'm sure he'll probably admit that he just didn't have it to take it to Barcia. I mean, there wasn't much in it. And I think they both should be proud and happy that they can walk away with some good experience. It was good training, three straight days, and you know, for those guys, they're not injured. You know, there's a few guys. You know, Muskwin might be out. I feel bad for Berner. You know, he kind of, I think, got a little bit robbed on his crash. I think, you know, he jumped straight and the track just narrowed there. You know, and that was something I said to them that I did not like, was they made these straightaways into chicanes to fit in a freestyle ramp in the middle, and I don't like that, because what happened to Berner could have happened to anyone. He didn't even make a mistake, I don't believe. I went and looked, and I think straight up he kind of got robbed there. So I hope he's good. And at the end of the day, I think the fans, you know, that usually at least this year there was great racing.
Yeah.
You know, some years
was pretty equal.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I said beforehand. I said, you guys did a smart decision. You brought a little wide variety of guys, but any one of it, you know, there was a half a dozen guys that potentially could win.
Okay.
And you know, in years gone by, I know people have said, yeah, you know, like someone like James, you know, ruined it, you know, meaning that he decimated the field and kind of took the excitement out of it. But it was good even for the French fans. They got a cheer for their local guys. And, you know, Barcian's the kid they love to hate, I think, but in a weird way they love him too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting place. But I hope in the future that they can improve the dirt for at least night one, so we're not riding on bubblegum.
Yeah. And yourself, what's plans for you? What's going on? What are you up to?
When I get back, hopefully I'll have things finalized in the next few weeks, what the future is. But, you know, being involved in racing, I really would like to be involved with, you know, coaching, training, that kind of stuff. You know, I kind of feel like I've lost that burning desire to win, and which obviously is the main reason why I'm retiring, and that all stems off injuries and burn, you know, doing this for a long time, and the probably the main factor for that was my eye, you know, lack of vision. Yeah. I just realized that this year that it's not good enough to compete at this level, and I'm quite happy to at this point to step away. But I would ideally love, you know, I think my next goal in life, I would love to try and maybe take someone who's a little under the radar and hopefully groom someone into a champion. To me, that would be that's a personal goal of mine. I'd probably get as much enjoyment seeing someone win that I helped as, you know, for when you won. So that's definitely what I'd love to do, is be involved in the sport and work with guys, you know, maybe some amateurs coming up and just some of the younger guys that just with a little bit of, you know, coaching, training, you know, the mental side of things, making them believe. And you know, obviously I've been around the world and done quite a lot, and I think it's something that, one, I enjoy, and two, I'm good at.
Well, cool. Hey, thanks for all the bench racing.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.